Secretary of State Colin Powell today defended the environmental record of the United States and its efforts to help the poor in the developing world. He was speaking to delegates at the UN's World Conference on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg. Powell repeatedly was interrupted by the jeers and protests of activists.
The United States is taking action to meet environmental challenges, including global climate change. We are committed. We are committed. We are committed not just to rhetoric and to various goals. We are committed to a $1 billion program to develop and deploy advanced technologies to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions.
NPR's Richard Harris is in Johannesburg. Secretary Powell obviously got an angry reception, especially when he spoke about climate change. Why is that?
Well, that was one of the last issues to be resolved at these talks. The United States was dead set against a proposal by the European Union to put in hard targets and timetables to increase the amount of renewable energy supplies, for example, wind and solar and small-scale hydro. The U.S. and Japan and many of the developing world said, we don't want those targets. We can say we can work urgently towards doing better, but we don't want any numerical targets. And that was regarded by Europeans and by activists as a disappointment, as a sort of not, as a backpedaling, if you will, on energy. And the U.S. is also in the hot seat on this topic because President Bush earlier this year withdrew from the Kyoto Climate Treaty, and so basically the U.S. is regarded with great suspicion when it comes to climate issues.
So what's the status of that treaty?
Well, the status of that treaty is it has not been ratified by, it has not entered into force because not enough nations have signed up, but it's getting closer all the time. Earlier this week, Canada announced that it would submit the treaty to its parliament by the end of the year for ratification. And Russia has said once again that it would ratify the treaty, but it didn't specify exactly when that would be. China also said it would ratify the treaty. That announcement was made earlier this week, though they have no obligations under the treaty to reduce emissions.
What did delegates think of the rest of Powell's speech?
Well, Powell was interrupted several other times on other hot point issues, but he was also listened to when he laid out the U.S. position. He reminded the crowd that the United States does spend $10 billion a year on development projects that help the environment and that alleviate poverty. And he reminded people that President Bush plans to ask Congress to increase that gradually from $10 billion a year to $15 billion a year. Though that is still far short of a pledge that President Bush's father made in Rio at the Earth Summit 10 years ago to increase foreign assistance up to 7 cents out of every $10 of national income. We're still at about one penny out of every $10. By the way, the $1 billion that Powell referred to in his speech refers largely to research and development of cleaner energy technologies.
Did Powell announce any new programs today?
He did. After his speech, he met with the foreign minister of Japan, and they announced a new program to increase the availability of fresh water and sanitation around the world. He also formally unveiled a forest protection program in Central Africa. That one's actually been in the works since the Clinton administration. It's called the Congo Basin Initiative, and it involves six Central African countries. That was formally unveiled at a ceremony here. And Secretary of State Powell made a point that this plan is not just about money. The U.S. looks at this as a new way of doing business with the developing world and other partners, a model of partnerships, if you will, because it includes not only the African nations, such as Cameroon and Congo and Gabon, but it also includes significant interaction with the European Union and conservation groups, the Smithsonian Institution, and even trade groups, such as the American Forest and Paper Association. The view is that these problems of development and conservation and poverty alleviation are so big, they are too big for governments to do alone. And so the movement here we've heard throughout this meeting is, let's get everybody involved in these programs. Let's get money from everywhere. Let's get participation from everywhere.
NPR's Richard Harris in Johannesburg.